Calling the meeting to order at 10:01.
Perfect.
And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Go.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Evelyn, would you do the roll call, please?
Okay. Susan.
Here.
Judy.
Here.
Inez.
Here.
Monzel.
Here.
Me.
Yep.
Okay. Steve.
Yep.
And no Mark.
No Mark.
And no Christina.
Okay.
Let's see. Birnbaum. Heidi.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yay.
I feel like we're so far apart today. I think we got an extra table.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
And Anna. And Becky.
Yes, ma'am.
And Sam.
Yes.
Okay.
You get to be here.
Okay. Special items announcements? Any?
The only thing that I would just want to mention on there is that with the holiday in July, we have decided to cancel the July Senior Advisory Committee meeting. So just as a reminder to everyone that following today's meeting, our next meeting will be on August 6th at 10 a.m. here.
Great. Public comment or written communication? Any suggestion box entries?
No. There wasn't any?
No.
Okay.
No suggestion box?
No.
Approval of minutes. Everybody get a chance to look at last month's minutes that were sent out?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, changes? Hi.
Oh.
So, can I have a motion to approve the May minutes, please? Okay, can I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, we caught up. Great.
Yeah, so it was the motion was made by Inez and seconded by Steve, and it passed unanimously. Perfect.
Okay. Committee business. Committee liaison appointments, that's me. And thanks, Becky, for putting that together.
You are welcome.
So I'll pass these around. Steve, we've already put you to work.
So, Judy, I believe that was the only change that we had, since we didn't receive any requests for changes from anyone. The only change, as you'll see as it's coming through, is that Steve will now be the liaison for the Planning Commission.
Right. And Christy is just going to have the library then?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, there's no questions about that. Do we need a motion for that?
No, ma'am. It was just informational and then.
Information, good.
Thank you.
Confirmed dates for the Community Connection meetings for July and August. Becky.
Yes. And so there is a staff report in there for everyone in your packet. So if you wouldn't mind turning to that. I just wanted to make sure. So at the last meeting, I did misspeak when it came to in regards to the barbecue and the ice cream social. And so we had approved some dates, but unfortunately, like I said, I misspoke. So the dates that I'm recommending now is that the summer is July 20th for the Community Connection, because that's when the summer barbecue will occur. And so we could do the Community Connection at the same time as the barbecue at 12 p.m. And then for the August Community Connection meeting would be on August 9th at 1:30 at the same time as the ice cream social. And so that would continue with we would not change the September date that was previously approved at last month's meeting. So the September date would be September 17th at 10 a.m.
So Christy and I were planning to do the July one. I don't know if she can do a Friday or not, so we'll have to check with
her.
Okay.
Well, and hopefully with it being the summer barbecue, most of the committee members would be there. And we usually have about 80 people here for the summer barbecue, so okay. I think it would be beneficial if the majority of the advisory committee members could be part of it, just so that you can spread out, you know, spread your wings and talk to more people during the barbecue.
And would that be the same?
Target-rich environment.
Yes, absolutely.
Would that be the same for the ice cream social on August 9th?
Yes, that was that was the thought on that as well. Okay. And I mean, just food for thought, that's just a couple of days before my birthday, so we can just combine it all to be birthday and ice cream social.
So yours is on the 11th?
My birthday is the 11th. There we go. Now, perfect. So we'll celebrate everybody's. Angie in the kitchen, her birthday is the 11th also.
Oh my gosh.
Popular day. Okay. And so September 17th at 10. Did we have somebody signed up for that? Becky, do you remember?
I don't recall, but let me just look. We had Christy and Mark for September 17th.
Okay. All right. Since it's a Monday at 10 a.m., that should still work. Okay.
Right. Okay. We will need a motion for that, Judy. Thank you.
We have a motion to approve the dates of July 20th and August 9th. Thank you. For community connection and have as many of us as possible show up. And September 17th for the regular community connection.
I move that we make the changes for the community connection meetings for July 20th,
okay.
August 9th, and September 17th.
Second, somebody?
Second.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous? Thumbs up? Okay. All right, great.
Perfect.
May Community Connection recap, Ethelyn and Susan. How was it?
So Susan actually was not the person. It was Ethelyn and myself.
All right. So
I have a written report.
You're so efficient.
All I know is we came and the housing people were here and it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to get people to come in and
nobody wanted to come. It was just us.
But it was great.
Really?
So
Cindy and Ryan Driscoll from San Juan Community Development Department came and talked about the local response and responsibility to the housing element. And so they explained the city's long-term housing strategy and the goal and purpose of the 2017 housing package, which addresses inadequate funding for affordable housing, local community resistance, local planning process, state policies and the housing market conditions. So they went over all that. And then the goals of their department is to strengthen housing element requirements and monitor element implementation and maximize housing accountability and effectiveness, authorize inclusionary rental housing ordinance and provide funding for planning and housing production. And they displayed the San Ramon affordable housing sites, which was very helpful. And it includes affordable multifamily rental housing and affordable senior rental housing.
Mm-hmm.
And they also presented the 2018 San Ramon maximum annual income and rent by household size table, which shows the categories of income from extremely low to above medium income and maximum rent rates for one person, two person, three person, and four person occupancy. So that was very interesting. And they also showed us the new housing developments, which will be coming here. And the Deer Creek Apartments are scheduled to open this fall, and they'll have the sign-up starting in July.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she left a whole package for the center here.
Uh-huh.
Becky, so that if people want to look at it.
Right. And I do have a number of those packets that Cindy and Ryan put together, and we have them up at our front desk also, so if people call in, we're able to disseminate that information effectively. And then if you all want a copy of it, I can give that to you as well.
So yeah, I kept one mm-hmm. of the copies. And the Aspenwood Apartments, which were approved at City Council last year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are anticipated construction will start in 2018.
And where are those located, Inez?
On Costa down
At Kimball?
Kimball.
By 7-Eleven?
Okay.
Yeah, that, where the bar shop used to be.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm sorry there were only two of you there.
I know, it was a...
That sounds like it was really good.
Susan came in at the end, but it was, you know, we went out, I went out and Esalen went out. Hey, they're coming, da-da-da-da, and I was like, no. And we hear all these questions that the seniors have about this, and here we have a great opportunity.
But the great opportunity that we did take advantage of was we empowered you two and Susan with the information so that if you hear people asking about senior housing, then you're able to say, oh, by the way, yes, I do know this. And so you are really that outreach, which is the purpose of this committee, to provide that information to the committee.
To two people who had questions about it. And then got a copy of from Serena.
Mm-hmm.
And said, here you are. Really, I didn't realize that was all this in.
And with the, speaking of senior housing, with the redesign of the city website on our, on if you go to recreation and navigate to the 55 plus page or pages that's on the city website, we do have links on there for senior housing, and it just links directly over to the housing pages. And so when they update their information, the information will still be correct from the senior piece. Because, you know, sometimes that's that piece that we notice that the community may not realize or know, should I go to planning? Should I come to the senior center? And oftentimes they come to us because we're seen as the hub for all the different information for this population. And so we felt it was really important to put that information on our website when we did the redesign as well.
You know, Becky, it would be interesting to see if you guys could partner with the teen council and have one. I know you guys were talking about thematic programming for the tech days, and have one be navigating through the city website. Like, have it be, look at all this great information you can get. And further, it would be interesting to see if someday, you know, the senior advisory committee puts on some web broadcasts on topics that are interesting to seniors, because we know it's hard to get sometimes people in seats. And then partner with the teen council to show to seniors, here's how you access it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just future thinking.
Okay.
And since last time, I think, Becky, you mentioned that the whole registration system is being updated.
We are. We're in the process of doing...
So that'd be another thing that would be an awareness session with the teen council.
Gotta use those fresh brain cells, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which ones are left there?
Which ones are you talking
about? Yeah. Two or three.
Oh,
okay, thanks for that.
Sure.
So the next is the history of the senior center, Susan.
Nice handout. Here's a paper about the history of the senior center timeline. So I don't know. This is the format you wanted, or which format you want. I don't know. Okay, and I do like to know when is the deadline for that.
Well, so I think that a timeline like this is beneficial, because remember, I mean, if you want to look at our goals that we have for the senior center, is research and develop the history of the senior center and create an information board to be displayed at the Alcosta Senior and Community Center. And so I think a timeline like this is really great, because we can make it very visual.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have some pictures, I think pictures would be helpful to put on there too. Like if it's, you know, like the first one, or one of them is, you know, talk about, you know, the White House. If we have a picture of the White House that we can put up on, you know, the information board.
This is how I look at it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Judy, speak up, please. What do you think the deadline would be? I mean, I think it would be, I would push that back to the group that's working on it, of what do you think is a reasonable deadline for you?
When's the end of our year for the goals?
We do our update to the commission in October.
Okay.
And so we would need to have it by August, probably.
August.
So then, you know, let's do this. Sorry, as we're talking, all these things are, I'm just popping into my head.
She has more brain cells.
I'm losing them. September is National Senior Center Month.
Oh, is it?
So how about we have this information board all this information about the senior center for September. So we have it ready to go in August, so come September, and we can approve it at our September meeting. So then that, since we're not meeting in July, we're meeting again in August. If you're able to, if we're ready to go in August, let us know, we can put it on the agenda. Otherwise, we can approve it at our first meeting in September,
right,
and then have it up for the last 2 weeks of September for National Senior Center Month.
And then maybe you guys could do something with your community connection meeting, like a celebration mm-hmm. of it, or somebody who could talk about the history to
yeah.
get with the...
Because that'll be September, so we could approve yeah. on September 10th,
right,
and then the community connection is September 17th. And so it pulls it all together with a pretty little bow on top.
Yeah, could unveil it then on the 17th, the community.
So I would like to see anybody has a correction on it.
Okay, I wonder, since you missed me 10 times on the telephone, I have some information. No, I have had a family emergency that has destroyed everything. And the poor woman kept calling me, and I have really gotten under the gun, but I do have some information here that I want to complain. And we do have someone that can speak, as Shirley Ernst, who's one of the
yeah.
gals, and I have all of her information she just gave me, so we're set.
Perfect. All right, and then I will be happy to meet with you as well, and so we can formulate a plan. And
yeah, and what she has done here, there's some more in here with you.
Perfect.
Well, I want to know is there are some good pictures in here, but I don't, of course, have any original copies. We could.
I think Mr. Morris, who is sitting over here, I think that he could probably help us out with some of that with our what's. With the archives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dan? Dates on this stuff. Okay. Sarah,
you have people and the person I can talk to?
Well, in regards to the photos, yeah, we would have to go through the archives and look at what photos you want, and do we have those photos
yeah.
in the archive?
Okay.
Or maybe
okay.
scan the photos that you want off of that and then manipulate it into
okay.
whatever document you want.
Yep.
Okay.
And we have some options, so that's
yeah,
that's the point that I was trying to make, is that we have some options.
So,
yeah, I think
so
it's really exciting.
So on the agenda for August then, just an update?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Is that okay?
Good. Susan, what was the most interesting thing you found out about your research about the Senior Center? Like, what did you find out and you're like, I didn't know that, but that's really neat.
Because that's the okay, when I look at the book, okay, this is not the one I agree with,
okay,
but from the point I read the book, is not started from 1978, it is starting 19, because a group of people, they have that schoolhouse,
uh-huh.
from the schoolhouse, they started with the dancing or those
community,
kind of social life. From there is supposed to be the beginning of the senior center.
Interesting.
Uh-huh, because just like right here,
yeah.
we have all those social meeting yeah. here, group together.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to be, but somebody told me, no, this is not the one. It's supposed to be started from the White House and the Red Barn. So
okay.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah.
is
good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then they have the community hall.
Community hall.
From there, it's supposed to be the beginning point.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is how I look at it.
So Shirley would probably talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. I just feel like she put so much work into
mm-hmm.
it, you know. I think it's neat that she
and again, you were, I saw you getting really excited when you were talking about that too, Susan.
Good job, Susan. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent work, Susan.
Okay. Century Club, no fee discussion.
I had brought it before. I had met a lady and her husband who came to Tai Chi. And after the class, he said, I don't know, this is getting hard for me because my balance isn't very good. Now that I turned 96, it's a little difficult. And I said, oh, wow. I said, you know, you keep coming, your balance improves after a few classes. And he said, yeah, and my wife, she has no problem, and she's 100. And
oh, wow.
And I look over at her, and she looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, she's walking, da da da, and she's moving and everything. And I said, oh, wow. So afterwards, I said to Serena in front, I said, did you know? And she says, yes, they're 100. She says, you know, we have somebody who's 100 and whatever comes to bingo.
107.
I said, you know, we should probably have a no fee for these activities for people who are 100. And so when I went to a council meeting, it was the meeting right after that that was setting fees, whatever, and there was discussion. So I went back and asked Renee, so is this where I talk about fees? She says, no, you have to go through Becky. And I said, okay. So anyway, so that's why I brought it here, to see if we could amend the fees or add a fee. And Mark had come up with a Century Club member. And if you had get to be 100 and you sign up for Tai Chi or the aerobics or whatever, that you would not have to pay a fee. So that's...
So
what do you guys think about that?
What's the next step about that?
So, discussion with the group, and what do you all think? Because we're based on the discussion from the meeting here, then there will have to, the next step will be, I do a staff report and we try to get approval for it and go through it that way.
And you present to the council.
Do you know what the population?
We have to. We have to go to commission for approval, you think?
Well, I mean, there's a couple different ways that you could tackle it. You could also think about, is there other funding to pay for the, I mean, that's really, you know, so do you approach like the senior foundation, for example?
What's the population?
These people have no lack of funds. They're quite well to do. So it was just kind of a promotional thing.
It's an honor. Yeah.
It's not that they need money, you know, or anything like that. They're not in that category.
Right.
So
Becky, do you have a guesstimate about the size of that population?
They wound up and hired their own Tai Chi instructor.
We can pay them then.
You know, so that's the sort of thing. It was just an honor thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't.
So if it's not a matter of money, then, you know, do you look at maybe, do you do a celebration for that? Or do you, is there another way to recognize or, you know, or how to honor the fact that they're 100 and still coming to the center? If it's really not a case of funds, because that's one of the, you know, I think it's a great idea and I don't want to stifle the discussion early on in it, but, you know, that's one of the things that then we'll tackle as a department and as the Parks and Community Services Commission is, you know, okay, now we're saying by age, we're going to determine who pays what based off of age, not necessarily ability. Mm-hmm. And that's not a problem. It's just something that as we push that forward that we need to take a look at, because, you know, one could discuss and argue different ways. So depending on what the advisory committee is wanting to accomplish with it, you know, there may be some other ways of going about recognizing, honoring, you know, we do Becky would know better than me, but every month we celebrate birthdays, you know. Do we, one time a year, do a 100 birthday party celebration and recognize all of those that have turned 100 or turned
our triple digits
or whatever we want to do to recognize, and then give them some things through that.
To your point, one thing you guys could consider is instead of blanketly, and I'm not weighing in on any particular option, but just to throw out a suggestion to consider, is instead of just blanketly saying if you turn 100 you get free activities, have, like, we accommodate other folks who have low income, maybe some kind of scholarship, to your point, a scholarship that they could just by virtue of having reached 100, and Becky, I can't imagine there'd be 5 million of them, that you could have activities for free. You know what I mean? That sort of, and that way your folks probably would not even bother applying because they don't need it. But others, that might be something interesting to them.
I think you're seeing it as an honorary thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're looking at it, I mean, from an honorary sort of perspective, I was going that direction too, just trying to get input from the group, is, you know, we could easily do a celebration for our Century Club and do something. I mean, we could even tag it on to like our barbecue when we know that we already have 80 plus people who are going to be here. Like, we have entertainment here. We could kind of make it a big celebration. You know, it's a summer barbecue, but also, hey, it's your birthday party too, because we want to celebrate you, and we can really focus in on those pieces. And You know, something else that we can consider is if we wanted to do a highlight in our newsletter for the Century Club.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, a little bit of their background or even just their names. You know, of course we would, you know, get their permission to do this. But if really, if the focus is on honoring and saying, wow, look at you, you're amazing, then I think it could probably be better accomplished by a party or highlighting them or doing something like that. But again, I don't want to, you know, stifle the conversation like Brad said. I want to hear from the rest of the committee also and see what your thoughts are.
Thoughts?
Evelyn, what do you think?
Well, I don't think the people who eat lunch here would object to an extra birthday cake once in a while.
Right, they love those birthday cakes, that's for sure.
So yep. I don't think they come to the luncheons.
Well, you think that if we were to, you think if we were to invite them to like the summer barbecue as like our guest, we could do something like that?
I just met them for the first time.
Okay.
That exercise class. Yep. I don't know them. So okay. I just, you know, they were driving their Mercedes, you know, themselves. So they, and okay. You know, the way they're dressed and hiring their own instructor. They don't have any need of money.
Okay.
It was just that honor. You know,
yeah, I think that that's a certificate.
And they're moving.
That's great.
They're not just...
That's why they're 100.
They're living, they're not existing.
Right, exactly.
I like your idea of putting something in the newsletter also and maybe getting a little quote from them for their secret to longevity.
Yes,
yeah,
that's very
I like
nice.
That.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And you know, I think we have to be careful because sometimes people reach that age and you have to kind of address them to see what their feelings
sure.
are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I think the newsletter idea and pictures would be great.
Yeah. I think I'd shout it from the rooftops. I made it to 100.
All right.
But you're absolutely right. So, yeah, we need to be sensitive to that. Yeah.
And then if they approve of it, then put a little clip down here on our bulletin board that they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some people like recognition.
They are our poster children. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Poster children.
Susan, what do you think?
I'd like to have some kind of, how you call that, so that people can take that person as an example with that kind of age, still healthy, still come to the senior center.
Yeah.
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 Steve, what do you think, newest member?
So we're talking about a handful of people. So if the original thought was to not have waive the fee as far as then, but how much are we talking about as far as
how are you talking?
Less than $200 maybe. Or,
no.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not even
$6 a month.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's less than $100.
Oh goodness, yes.
Yeah, there's something. It's nothing. And then, so legally, can we do that? I mean, you know, can you actually have a different fee for somebody at a different age?
Well, there's a lot of. Yeah, I mean, legally, one of the things that we would need to address is some of these classes that they participate in are with contractors that we have to pay. So if we're waiving fees for all programs, we would need to evaluate, you know, that instructor. Now they're going to want their 50%. I'm assuming, you know, so. The city would need to be reimbursing to that 50%, whatever that dollar amount is. I don't think it would be fair to, probably 99% of our instructors would waive their part of it anyways, but it's part of the contract. And so, I mean, there would be roads to go down there compared to if it's just a drop-in program or a celebration where there's not fees exchanging hands, not only them paying, but us paying the instructor and then the instructor having insurance to cover the participants.
No, yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's certainly, you know, if that's the direction the group wants to go, we can look into it further to make sure we're not missing anything. Or do we want to maybe look at other ways of recognizing and celebrating?
Yeah, I wanted to use you as a sounding board there. Cause that's why I'm agreeing with the barbecue. I think that's the way to go. But whether it should be 100 or 95, I mean, when you're talking about 100, you're just talking maybe a handful of people, whereas with 95, you might be talking about a significant larger number of people.
If we call it the Century Club, that kind of helps.
Yeah, it's just not that many people.
No.
Two.
There's two. Yeah, so.
Or there might be a couple. You might
there's,
know.
There's at least a handful here.
Yeah,
that's awesome. How many? I guess like how many? If we did it in 95, how many people would we be talking about?
I mean, more probably.
I honestly don't know offhand.
But 100. Like Dorothy's 90s.
She's over 95.
Yeah, and but I'm saying the lady who comes for bingo in 107.
107, yeah.
And but she doesn't come to the exercise classes.
No, she comes to bingo and lunch a couple days a week.
How old is she?
And so 107. The only one that I know that comes to exercise is this one.
Tired.
Person. Okay.
She's great. And she's great.
God.
Okay.
Yeah. That I know of, you know, but I don't come to all the exercise classes. I just come to a few of them. So.
I wonder if there would be people out in the community, like businesses and things, that would, knowing that it's negligible cost, would want to participate and provide
sponsor.
Some kind of little gifts or, you know, like fun things to honor them and celebrate. That would be neat to look into. You guys are good at that, mm-hmm. partnering with businesses.
Yeah, we have some groups that do stuff now.
So it sounds like it's an easier thing to implement without having to, you know, upset the whole fee structure. To have a century club and do it as a recognition thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
With the mm-hmm. the newsletter and maybe something on the bulletin board or something like that, with
yeah.
their permission, of course. So
yeah.
is that kind of, would everybody be open to that instead of the fee?
And we can still call it the century club.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If we're gonna go with, you know, 100 and above.
Yeah.
So.
And it's as you find them too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do, and if we do like a highlight in the newsletter, we do 4 newsletters a year.
Right.
So.
That's
fit in.
And, you know, and if we realize, like, hey, we don't have enough at that age, then we could, you know, look at Steve's suggestion of, okay, do we go to, you know, 95 or even just start doing it? I know, I think Susan had recommended at one point of doing like a, you know, a highlight in the newsletter of just some of our people who are around and who come on a regular basis,
yeah.
and
yeah,
so
nice.
Just get to know more and more people. So I think this could be a jumping off point for us,
yeah.
and then I think it could potentially open up yeah. some more doors.
And well, some of the people that we were meeting on the community.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely.
So like Serena had mentioned it too.
Okay.
I think she had said she was going to put it in the suggestion box.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
I don't
need a motion to do put in the newsletter, or are you just okay to do it?
I think we'll need to do,
because yeah, if the organization's making a recommendation like this, we need to actually put it on the agenda that we're actually going okay. to be discussing it and voting on a recommended action.
Okay.
So with the agenda item as a discussion, we were really just
getting
discussing
ideas.
It.
Okay.
So Becky will go
I'll
back
put it on August.
And
for next for August.
Becky will go back and do a staff report that would be specific to evaluating maybe what other communities are doing, what some of the feedback you guys have recommended. What as staff we think we can do time and so on and so
okay.
forth, and then propose to you a program recommendation that then you guys will weigh in on yay or nay and
August.
Then eventually
yeah.
vote on.
Okay, all right, so we'll go on the August agenda then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, thanks. Next one is the Age-Friendly Learning Lab recap that I went to. So for those of you here last time, Lorna came and talked about this learning lab that was sponsored by the Contra Costa County Advisory Council on Aging and Choice in Aging. And it was went from like 9 to 3:30, and I had to leave it at lunch because of work. But it was presented by an organization called 880. And Lorna talked about this a little bit before, making cities safe for everybody from the age of 8 to 80. Obviously older and younger, it's just that had a nice ring to it, so that's what they call it. And it's a Canadian organization, actually, so there were two people from Toronto who presented, really interesting. And the premise, that you have three rights. So three, right to mobility, right to public space, and right to participate. And that participation was mostly about the way cities would be designed. So those were the three areas they focused on. The workshop was really focused more for city people, right? So planners, directors of planning, council members from all different cities in the county. So I was a little bit of an odd person out being there, since I don't have any decision-making ability in the city of San Ramon. And so it was really how to make the cities healthier and happier for people, right, from all ages. And what was really interesting, there's if you want to find this out, there's a website through the Robert Wood Johnson organization. Mm-hmm. So if you just Google Robert Wood Johnson, I found it. There's a website that actually has the life expectancy by zip code.
Oh, wow.
And for San Ramon, I put it in today, it was like 79 something for men and 82, I think, for women. So it has the average one for the nation, and then it has for each zip code. And what they use as an example was New Orleans. And if you're near the French Quarter, it was, you know, really one particular set of statistics for your age. Mm-hmm. And if you lived in a different part of New Orleans, so just the city, right, you were much lower, mm-hmm. right, or it was vice versa. So just looking at that was really interesting, and it helps them figure out, okay, so where do we need to go and make some changes, right, and to really focus our efforts. And this is also a whole focus of, you know, the World Health Organization, AARP has done this kind of stuff. So it was just really interesting with their presentation. They want to, one of their tests is, are the streets where an 8 and 80-year-old safe for them to walk? So it's safe, as opposed, you know, safe as mobility, right? We were talking about the little bumps in the, in the sidewalk last time. As well as, you know, just secure, that you know, you're not afraid to walk outside. And so what happened then at the workshop was that we worked in different groups to kind of come up with a vision for the county. I'm not sure where they ended up with that. And then little work groups to say, okay, so what can, they had them as, they had a flower analogy, so impatiens and orchids. So patience is really easy to grow. Orchids take a lot more effort. So what can we do in short term? What can we do long term? So we just all kind of broke into different groups and brainstormed some ideas. And that's when I left. So it's a, you know, you can also Google 880 and find out more about it. It's a really interesting organization, and it's all about making cities safer and working with city council type, you know, organizations.
What was the last one? Mobility, public space, and
Right to participate.
Right to participate.
So it was kind of two levels of that, Heidi, so participate in what's going on in the city, as well as participate in the decision-making about what happens. Any other questions? It was interesting. I'm glad I went.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks for going.
Johnson Foundation is about you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with it. So, and there were about maybe 30 people there, 35 people. So, from all different cities in the county. Becky, Recreation Program Volunteer Report.
Yep, so all of those were included in the packet. So if you have any questions, by all means, please let me know for mine or James's.
Resource Fair, anybody go to Resource Fair?
Steve made it on the picture here that we put in the the report. Did you see that, Steve?
Steve was there.
You walk in. Yep, there's Steve.
You were there.
Ethel was there. Oh, and Ethel.
Oh, there you are, right there.
There we go. I didn't even realize.
You missed me. I'm crushed.
I do have a lot of pictures of you there.
I had to look twice. That's me?
That is you, Ethlyn. I'm sorry, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it was, and you were there with your husband. I met you.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Yeah, so the resource fair was really good. We had a good stream of people coming through throughout the day. We do think that the trends over the past several years has been that the attendance has been declining, but we felt that this year the attendance started coming back up, which was really wonderful. And of course, it's a great partnership with the San Ramon Valley Fire Protection District with the Pancake Breakfast. We had more vendors this year than we've had in the last couple of years. Ethlyn, I mean, you've been to them, I think, every year since I've been here. So what did you think?
Well, it's always interesting. Different people, some of them are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's the same entity, different people come.
Right.
And lots of things to learn about and to be able to have reference to if you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you go home with a year's supply of pens.
You certainly can, absolutely.
So, Becky, what did you speculate the attendance was?
We think that at least 300 people came through.
That's great.
So I thought the canine demonstration was fantastic.
Yeah.
I would recommend that we maybe move that up a half hour to an hour, because people were already filtering out by that time. But the people that saw it really enjoyed it. A lot of people were already gone by that time.
Yeah, I missed that. What was
at the end?
What was the demonstration?
It was Officer Moline from the San Ramon with Hector.
The dog,
yeah, one of our three canine officer canines.
Okay.
And it was fantastic. So they, you know, got out in the back, and he was able to locate some things, and that was just the olfactory capability of those dogs is just amazing.
Oh, yeah. Did they put the big suit on and have him attack him, or no?
No.
I got to see that. It was leadership San Ramon Valley or Government 101. One of them, we got to see the demonstration of, and they told us, stay very still, because the dog needs to know what his target is,
This presentation with Officer Moline was more towards staying safe, like wandering with dementia, and having scent jars for if you have a loved one who has dementia, have a scent jar, so if they did happen to wander away, you have a piece of clothing or an article that's in a jar and tightened, so then if they wander away, you can't find them, then you can take this and the canine can take that scent and follow.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. And so that's the example that Hector was doing, was finding the different scents and that he was given, like, oh, here's this, now go and find.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You can do that with teenagers too?
No. I don't know if it quite works that way.
Track my phone.
Yeah. You got the phone.
The other one might be more fun. It's a lot more scary than, oh, they found me on my phone.
Woof, woof.
Okay, and the facility report also.
It's all in there. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Committee liaison reports. Outreach committee, Monzel.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. Planning Commission, Christy's not here. Housing Advisory Committee didn't meet last month. Transportation Advisory Committee, Susan?
Yeah, it was a very, very short meeting. We not even half an hour we get off the building. Okay. So only Lisa present the TAC, Transportation Advisory Committee, work plan update, that's it.
That was it. Anything exciting?
Nothing.
Good meeting.
Woo!
That's what I want.
Maybe I should go to the next one.
Yeah.
For the transportation.
You could, absolutely.
Speak up there. Yeah.
So we have something to add to that, though. This lady has spent hours on that committee trying to get the bus route changed to service this facility. So she's paid her dues.
Oh, County Connection is a nightmare.
She's paid her dues.
I've been working with her.
Senior Foundation, you have Inez here.
Yeah, that was you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on me.
Not anymore.
So there was a lot of discussion that you were a part of.
Yes, I was.
Yes. That was a long discussion. So there were a few things that were discussed. Two main things. One was the kind of post-mortem of the volunteer appreciation dinner. And there was a lot of feedback to and fro, and I think they were going to take it to the next meeting to finish up, or take it offline, I think, is what they're going to do and have it discussed.
That was the fashion show.
Was it? Oh, okay,
yeah.
You're right.
The fashion show.
They did postpone the volunteer appreciation dinner for next time, but you're right, it's the fashion show and tea that they were
talking
reviewing
about.
And positives and negatives in the feedback, and it went for a while. There was a treasurer's report for the proposed budget, which was approved. And then there was the long discussion about the, Memorandum of Understanding between the City of San Ramon and San Ramon Senior Center Foundation, which was getting into a bit of legalese and agreement on how the foundation and the city would work together. Is there a conclusion of that? Or is it going to coming back?
I took their notes and actually, I went through the department head and the city attorney, and we believe we're able to meet all of their suggestions, and so we'll be sending that back to them for hopefully signature.
Okay, for next meeting? Okay, great. Let's see, there's a bingo lunch scheduled for October 6th. They were talking about a theme. They said Hawaiian, but I have a question mark next to it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think they firmed that up yet.
And then the boutique would be November 3rd. So put those on your calendars. And that was about it, I think.
Yeah, some of the discussion for the holiday boutique is that they've heard that Dublin is not doing their holiday boutique this year. And so they are looking to see if they should look to expand our holiday boutique in anticipation of an increase in vendors. We're not sure, so that was just something. So I know I see a lot of you at the holiday boutique, so if that's something that you're planning for this year, it may be a little bit bigger. And which
this
will be wonderful.
A good saleswoman. Have a lot of aprons. Let me just.
Thanks for the warning.
Do you like barbecues?
Good job, Susan.
Thank you for the warning, but that's great.
Okay. I love those things. I love little holiday boutiques. They're so community building.
Uh-huh.
I think they're really neat.
They are.
Parks and Community Services, Evelyn.
Okay. I went to the meeting. They talked about the poster for the Art and Wind Festival, and which I guess is over and was a success. And then, let's see, talk about the artificial turf. Oh, the most important thing about the meeting was the teen council report. Very, very well done. Very, Jenna's very impressive. And the teen council is very impressive. I would say that you should go and visit it sometime. One of their meetings, probably not the first or second one of the new year, but
once they get rolling, you mean?
Yeah, they're very good, very very good.
Thank you.
Let's see. They talked about painting the utility boxes, and showed the pictures.
Yeah, I have the pictures if you guys want to see them.
Yeah,
I'll pass them around. There'll be five in the pilot project, so here, I'll pass them around, you guys can peek at them.
There was a big discussion about artificial turf, and
where are they putting it somewhere, or what was the...
Yeah, I can't remember where it's going.
No, it's just because some of the artificial turf ages, and it has to be replaced, and it's a big ticket item.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of money. So we,
a lot.
You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, we're constantly vigilant about saying, are we using the best practice product, and are we, you know, should we be continuing with artificial turf? So if you look through the budget, you'll see it's money to be paid attention to.
Yeah.
I think they're just talking about replacing. We have one, City of San Ramon has one artificial turf field as of right now, and so they're looking at replacing that because it's
I thought we had two, Brad.
Rancho.
Yeah. We have one up that needs replaced and repairs.
Park, which is the older one of the two, that's what they're looking at replacing, is that field because it's past its warranty or past its life
expectancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So preserve it and have one too, right?
I believe I still have one as well, yes.
So then I went home. By that time it was
a little late.
Yeah, so.
Evelyn does her duty. She hangs in there.
Yes, she does.
Because teen council can go long and parks can go long. So yes. you more than do your duty.
So, city council, Inez just gave me her write-up. So there was a speaker who proposed a memory care center being built by Church of the Valley. Oh, one speaker against the proposed memory care center being built by Church of the Valley near San Ramon Boulevard. Concern is of size of project and impact on neighborhood. That's about halfway built, isn't it?
No.
There's a lot of construction there.
No, not the one by the hospital.
Yeah.
No, this is the one on the other side.
Sorry. New business, the resolution approving employee classification of administrative coordinator to provide administrative staff services to Measure J Traffic Congestion Relief Agency. Traffic's for a 2-year limited term assignment funded by Traffic's program. Resolution was approved. So, administrative coordinator, okay. Then, report of a draft retail strategy. Recommendation to receive consultant presentation, discuss refinements to the draft retail strategy if appropriate, approve it, and direct staff to update the general plan and economic development strategic plan accordingly. Consultants had assessed needs of community, available land for development, and trends in use of retail centers and housing, recommend that open space be kept in periphery of community as a buffer zone. There's no more land available for development of housing units in San Ramon. Existing commercial sites were reviewed for possible use of vertical housing above retail businesses. Council was asked to consider vertical housing at the new city center. This appears to be the trend of the future. Housing, living, shopping, walking to dining, entertainment, and children walking to schools. In the phase two of the city center, is there going to be housing as part of that, or?
One of the phases is like a business park situation, right? And the other phase is mixed use.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's the report.
Perfect. Thank you.
The hotel is in phase two as well. But I believe there's the mixed uses. Not only is there the hotel, I believe there's mixed use where there's storefront on the bottom and then housing on the top.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
It's in phase two?
Phase two. So what we call the dirt lot. The area between City Hall and the new Civic Center, that's where phase two will be. And my understanding of that is there's the hotel that's going to be on the one side, and then there is supposed to be mixed use with some apartment housing type stuff.
Okay, yeah, because I heard the senior, the father speaking at the library, and they were talking about doing something like that when they visited Salt Lake City after, you know, what they built after during the Olympics, but he said they were not going to be doing that. It was going to be strictly the hotel or their housing. So that's interesting that they've changed, or at least that was my impression.
Right. Well, we can follow up for you if you'd like and find out specifically regarding that.
No, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Library Advisory Committee's Christy's not here.
And they don't meet until July.
Okay. And Teen Council, Eflin?
Okay. Well, they were wrapping up business, reporting on all the things they'd done. There were 70 applicants for the next year's teen council that they had to be weeded out.
How many openings?
All of them.
Oh, all of them?
All of them. Yeah, it changes. 17. 16.
Yeah.
17.
17?
Yeah. Two of them are alternates. And I congratulate whoever's the chair of this in pronouncing the names of the students who are on this. It's amazing. When the meeting started, then Jenna said it was going to be the shortest meeting on record. So they did their all the reports that they could, but so many of them, like here, either didn't meet or whatever, and they're busy with the end of school anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the meeting was adjourned at 7:11.
What time did it start?
6:30.
Nice.
6:35. Actually, 6:35.
So did you make it through the whole meeting?
I made it through the whole
meeting. Oh, my God. Yes. Well, good job, Eflin.
When it starts at 6:30, I can usually stay until 8.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm out of here.
Nicely done, Eflin.
So
I'm proud of you.
Do they meet during the summer or not until September?
No, they won't meet until September, although they do have a workshop.
They'll do a workshop in August.
Okay. Yeah, that
get the new people.
I'm not invited to, and I wouldn't want to be there anyway.
That's all day.
It is all day.
You're good passing on that.
All right. Representatives reports. Heidi, Parks and Community Services.
So Eflin did such a good job. Had very little to say. You're right. No, I'm just kidding. One thing that they did talk about was Kathy Hyman, who's director of Parks and Community Services, talked about some of the 2018-19 action items for Parks and Community Services. And there are two, I won't belabor you with all of them, but there are two that I think are relevant to you guys. One is To improve safety and security at the Acosta Senior Community Center and Doherty Station Community Center by replacing security cameras, recording equipment, and viewing software. So that's slated, I think, for January 2019. And so I think that's relevant to you guys. That's good to know. And the other thing that I have mentioned before, but I want to remind you because we're on the cusp of beginning with the review of the Parks Master Plan. I really want to encourage all of our seniors, but particularly you guys who are on the Senior Advisory Committee, to be a part of that process. So one of the goals is engage the community via the Parks Master Plan process in a dialogue to identify and prioritize programs, facilities, open space, trails, and park development. So as with everything, you know, you have to make yourself heard and let them know, because this master plan revision process doesn't happen every day. And so now's the time. I'm sure Becky will be in the thick of things, as will Brad, but they need to hear from you guys as to how the senior center and our senior program offerings are evolving and how that needs to be reflected in our master plan, because the master plan, whether it's the general plan or a specific plan, it guides policy, it guides funding, it guides a lot of how we operate as a city. And so we really need to make sure that we let them know what's important to the seniors.
And Heidi, what's the mechanism for us to let people know?
There will be like open public forums.
We'll have some public outreach, and so that'll all be noticed to the public.
I'm sure.
Yeah, we have a kickoff meeting, I think, next week, right, Brad? Okay. Brad and I are both on the committee, so there will be a lot of information being pushed to the public to give feedback.
And then as things start to form and you want to give feedback, you're always welcome to come give public comment, or public comment, if it's not agendized, you can give public comment at the beginning of the meeting, or if it's agendized, you know, speak on that topic. Sure. And I feel as a commissioner that, you know, we all do our homework. We have a city, I think, of appointed and elected folks who really do their homework, take their job seriously. And you go in there, you know, with your set of values and what you believe in and sort of feeling a certain way, but knowing that, you know, what the public says in that forum can really influence you and really, you know, make you think of things in new ways. So just know that your voices are really powerful and really needed in the process, and that we rely on them actually to make solid decisions. I'll get off my soapbox now.
Thank you. Area Council on Aging.
Okay. The Senior Rally had 600 attendees, and next year will be the 5th anniversary. San Bernardino had a great turnout. They boarded a bus at 11 p.m. and drove all night and got to the meeting. They also wore matching T-shirts. The moderator was Kevin Prindeville from Justice and Aging, and he did a great job leading the crowd and chanting "Seniors Count." Okay, the homeless count reveals an 88% increase in homeless people over the age of 65.
Interesting. Wow.
Is that for nationwide, Contra Costa, California?
Wow. After the governor's budget. There's a problem as far as funding for areas as far as skilled nursing facility, emergency medical service, and hospitals. These services are greatly needed by the aging population, and they really have no specific funding. Presentation of the Rainbow Center. Now, this is a new organization which focuses on the needs of the LGBT community. They serve from middle school to older adults, and they offer senior lunches twice a month for socialization and hold presentations. They have just started a friendly visitors program for those seniors who are no longer mobile. They just opened a new center or a new branch in El Cerrito. Welfare checks, and this is where the police come and check on people who are, you know, are seniors or disabled. And they find that they're not able to get into a home unless the person, they can see that the person is injured, you know, or visually injured, or down on the ground, or, you know, unable to get to the door. So it is important for older adults to plan for an emergency by having either a realtor lock on the door and or a new, there's a new lock where you can put a combination in, mm-hmm. and giving that combination to the fire department so that they can check on you. Okay, and let's see. Okay, in Contra Costa County, a report from the California Housing Partnership Corporation says that renters need $43.27 an hour in order to afford a median rent of $2,250. And that's the end of my report.
Wow. That's uplifting.
And on that high note.
Yeah. Woo! On that high note, we're going to have a positive thing here. So other is Sam. About mobility.
80% increase, right? Was it 85% increase? Homeless over 65. Was that year over year? Or 5 years?
I've got one.
I think it's just a year. I don't know.
I think it's just a year. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff, but I don't. I think.
So what I'm going to do is, I'll just give them all that. I'll go over this one with you. So if you want to open up your brochures here, I'm with Mobility Management. Sure. We are the Mobility Management Center for Contra Costa County. So if you open it up to the first page, it has a phone number there. People get confused on everything that's going on in this brochure. They call the wrong numbers. The first number is we do a transportation information and referral system. So if you're going from San Ramon to you're trying to get to Walnut Creek or whatever, we can tell you what buses or whatever. If you need paratransit, we can refer you to different. Now, what I'm really here for today is actually if you go to the last page, it says if you need rides. So this is our Rides for Seniors program. If you're over 60 years old, you can no longer drive yourself, and you require a door-through-door escort. So what this is somebody with a walker or somebody with a cane, especially if you're going grocery shopping, it's hard to carry your groceries and use your walker and load the car and everything. So we actually do a door-through-door service.
Wow.
Where we go into the grocery store with you. We go shopping. We help you load the car. We help you unload it at your house. Any necessity of life, so grocery shopping or medical appointments, we go into the medical appointments with you. I mean, we'll wait in the waiting room, obviously, while the doctor escorts you in. So this is a free service provided by Mobility Managed Matters and Contra Costa County.
So Sam, how is it funded?
It's through the living... partially funded through, Contra Costa County gives us a small amount of money to fund it, but it's a volunteer driver program.
It
really costs us very little money because, I mean, like any of you could probably be volunteers, help other people in your community, take Miss Jones grocery shopping every other week, or take her to a medical appointment once a month. Huh. So it doesn't really cost our business much. But we do actually reimburse for gas 25 cents a mile if you need the money for the gas. But we are always actively recruiting volunteers, and that's the next portion right here. If you want to help, if you want to be a volunteer driver, there's some criteria there. You do have to take one of our driver safety classes. It's a 3-hour class. It's right in Lafayette. We usually offer them. Any questions?
My husband just retired, so I think I'm going to suggest this to him so he gets out of the house.
Right now, we are
I'm not retired yet.
We don't have quite enough volunteers. Good. We have about 300 clients
a lot of people
that we give rides to every week, and we only have about 140 to 150 volunteers at any given time. So to take on a client, you usually have about a 30-day wait. We actually go out and we do an intake for every person that we take on the program, too. We do an in-home visit. There's a lot of factors that come into play, including hygiene. Basically, if I'm not going to put these people in my own mother's car, then I'm not going to put them on the program. They need to be able to take care of themselves before they can expect somebody else to take care of them. Right? So they need to be hygienic. We can't take anybody with Alzheimer's or dementia. We are just volunteer drivers. We're not actually caregivers.
Yeah.
And one of the problems is we did have some people with memory problems on the program before. They kept forgetting their appointments. Then we're wasting our human resources because our volunteers are wasting their time when people forget about their appointment. There's quite a few factors that come into play. But feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, if anybody wants my card.
That's interesting.
So how long have you been around?
Mobility Matters has been around It's actually changed forms a couple of times. Rides for Seniors has been around for 12 years. Okay. They've done around 30,000 rides. Right now, we're averaging about 3,500 rides a year. We just started a new program, too, Rides for Veterans. We just started that 1 year ago. And what was happening was there were some people who didn't qualify for the Rides for Seniors program. They were 50 years old, but they'd gotten out of the military. They had some handicap issues. A couple of them actually had agoraphobia. Some of them were legally blind. I mean, these are things that all qualify you for our programs.
Wow. Great program.
Is there anything else like this in other counties, or are you unique to Contra Costa?
No, there are similar volunteer driver programs in other counties as well. But we service only Contra Costa County citizens too. So somebody from Vallejo, or I get a lot of calls right over the border too. I actually went to Amador High School in Pleasanton, and it's a shame because we're so close, but yet because Contra Costa granted us that money, we're supposed to take care of the Contra Costa citizens, so we're all within Contra Costa County.
Can you take like San Ramon people to an appointment in Pleasanton?
Nope, we gotta stay in Contra Costa County.
Oh, you have to stay in.
Do you do background checks on the drivers?
Absolutely, yeah, we do background checks, driving record checks, and then they also have to sit in on one of our volunteer driver's classes, which is a 3-hour class where we go over basically how everything works. So like, let's say one of you is interested in being a volunteer driver. You give us your driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration on your vehicle. You would come to the driver safety class. And then after that, we call you, usually on Thursday or Friday of the week before, we have requests for rides. So we'd say, if Becky was a volunteer, hey, Becky, can you do a ride next Tuesday or Wednesday? We have Miss Jones that needs to go grocery shopping. Or Mr. Johnson has a ride to his medical appointment on Thursday. Is there any chance you can do that? You have no commitment. You're not like scheduled for regular rides every week. It's whenever you have time, you can volunteer.
And would you try and like partner San Ramon drivers with San Ramon?
Absolutely. Seniors? What you're going to do is when you fill out the application, it'll say what towns or cities you prefer to drive it. So you might want to do just San Ramon and Danville or something like that. Maybe Alamo might be the area that you're comfortable driving in. So we would only schedule you rides within that area.
Because I think people would be really motivated to drive people in their own town, sort of support their folks.
If you want, you could just pick San Ramon if you want.
Yeah.
How many volunteers do you have currently?
We have 140. Less than 150 right now.
Yeah.
It's about right now. I think 142 is the exact number. But any given day, we actually just lost one last week. He passed away. And then another one got a job. I'm sorry.
And I was joking that, you know, we have all these I have a child now, the second one, who has his permit. So I'm thinking, they gotta get driving hours. No, I'm just kidding.
So, one of the other things,
they have to drive
our insurance,
to the age here.
Our insurance specifically 25. Says between 25 and 75.
For the record, that was a joke.
Yeah, the insurance found that under the age of 25,
that's typical.
Higher risk, and then over the age of 75 is higher risk.
Even for renting a car, I think you have to be over 25, don't you?
Unless you pay more.
Oh. Yeah, you do. You have to pay quite a bit more.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'd like to say.
And again, if you guys know anybody who needs our services, again, they have to be a necessity of life ride, which means medical appointments, dental appointments, doctor's visits, stuff like that. We can't just do rides, unfortunately, to, you know, the senior center or whatever it is.
How soon they have to make the appointment? Like, what's it? I had the appointment to. Next week, I make appointments.
You have to call by, we prefer you to call Wednesday of the week before your ride, because then on Thursday and Friday, we have to call our volunteers and find somebody to be able to take the ride the next week.
Good problem.
I have a few things to say. Anyway, this is about affordable senior housing in Livermore. But I thought that was interesting in case anybody wants that kind of thing. I don't know whether you take the newspaper or not, but this is a cartoon called Sally Forth.
Yeah.
And this past week, it was all about IRS scamming. And so I didn't, Sally Forth is a very wordy comic strip. Mm-hmm. And so I left out what was actually number 5. And so this is actually number 6, but it's okay if you're, if you'd like to read that.
That's interesting.
How to stay hydrated and healthy in heat, 4 foods to help you sleep, and food safety things.
Thank you.
This is a rather controversial subject. Expiration dates on food.
Oh my gosh. My husband just had to purge my mother-in-law's home of old food. It's a serious thing.
Yeah, food gets old, but very often the date on the object has nothing to do with anything.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
She's like, it's cheese, it is mold. Just cut it off.
That's how we're right.
This was in the art magazine.
She has canned food from the 70s.
But I wasn't going to make 40 dozen copies of that. This was...
And to speak of that, in fact, you know, everybody should have an emergency preparedness kit.
Yep.
And just like your regular annual physical check, you want to change out the food and water, and the water especially, mm-hmm. once a year.
Yeah, good reminder.
Anything else? Any other comments?
Well, I guess my first committee meeting is going to be tomorrow night, if I've got this right. So I don't want to presume to know what I should be paying attention to. So if there's any suggestions.
So the focus generally, Steve, is things that would affect or have implications for our senior community. And so if there's if they're talking about senior housing, obviously that is very affects us here, but also it could be if they're talking about high density housing or something like that, that may affect traffic or things like that. So really it's using your discretion on what you think is most beneficial for this committee to know, so that we can help educate and provide information out to the larger 55 plus community in San Ramon.
And it's listening and, you know, being able to report back to us. It's not actually participating in there.
That was my question. Do you want me to be proactive? Do you have any questions you want me to be answering?
Nope, you're just a liaison. You're just there to listen.
Okay.
Yeah. And some groups are a little bit more open to other input from the visitors than others, but just listening and coming back and telling us about it.
It'll be pretty formal.
Okay.
Rigid in regards, like parts, not the personal services is rigid, but they're at the council chambers, they'll have an agenda, they'll stick strictly to the agenda. Where this group's a little more informal, people can, you know, weigh in.
They're willing to city council meetings.
So on and so forth. So planning's a lot like Parks and Community Services Commission, city council, where they're going to have their agenda, they're going to be sitting up at the kiosk, doing their thing. So you're really just in the audience.
Get the agenda
taking notes,
online.
That kind of thing.
Okay, thanks. Good. Anything else? All right, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.